What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Ever find yourself staring at that to-do list, feeling more like a deer in headlights than a productivity powerhouse? Yeah, we've all been there. It's 9 a.m., you've already had two cups of coffee, and yet the most important task still feels as daunting as climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. But what if I told you there's an ancient philosophy that can actually help you conquer procrastination and become a master of your own time? Welcome to Stoic Morning, fellas, where we delve into the wisdom of the ancients to navigate the chaos of modern life. Today's battle plan, taming the beast that is procrastination with the help of some serious Stoic firepower. Now, before you picture yourself in a toga chanting Latin verses, let me assure you, this isn't about becoming some monk-like hermit living on lentils and self-denial. It's about harnessing the power of Stoicism to reframe your mindset, gain control over your actions, and ultimately, crush procrastination like a bug under a well-placed boot. Here are 5 key takeaways from this episode that will help you turn procrastination into productivity. First up, focus on what you can control. Stoicism is all about recognizing the things we can influence and letting go of the rest. Think of it like this. Worrying about traffic jams or your boss's mood isn't going to make them disappear. It's just going to steal your precious time and energy. Instead, focus on what you can control, your own actions and reactions. You can choose to start that project early, break it down into manageable chunks, or even simply take a few deep breaths and tackle it head on. Next, embrace the present moment. Procrastination often stems from dwelling on the past or fearing the future. Stoics believe in living fully in the present moment, so instead of agonizing over yesterday's mistakes or stressing about tomorrow's deadline, focus on the task at hand. Be here now, fellas. Third, reframe your perspective. Think of procrastination not as a character flaw but as an opportunity to learn and grow. Each time you catch yourself putting things off, ask yourself, what am I truly afraid of? Is it fear of failure? Perfectionism? The unknown? Once you identify the root cause, you can start to address it head on. Fourth, remember your why. Why are you doing this in the first place? Connect with your purpose and remind yourself of the bigger picture. Visualize the sense of accomplishment you'll feel when you cross that task off your list. This renewed motivation can be a powerful antidote to procrastination. And finally, practice self-compassion. Don't beat yourself up for procrastinating. Everyone does it from time to time. Instead, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Acknowledge your struggles, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Let me paint you a picture. You have this big presentation coming up next week, one that could really make or break your career. You know it's important, but the thought of putting it together feels like trying to herd cats. So, what do? You scroll through social media, watch a few episodes of your favorite show, and before you know it, Sunday afternoon rolls around. Panic sets in, you cram everything together, and the presentation is, well, let's just say it wasn't your finest hour. This, my friends, is procrastination in action. But what if, instead of letting fear and inertia take over, you applied some Stoic principles? Imagine starting small, breaking down the presentation into manageable chunks. Each day, you focus on one section, feeling a sense of accomplishment as you tick things off your list. You visualize yourself delivering a confident, engaging presentation, reminding yourself why this opportunity matters. You practice self-compassion, knowing that setbacks are inevitable, but they don't define you. The result? A well-prepared, powerful presentation that leaves a lasting impression. Remember, fellas, procrastination is a thief of time and potential. But by embracing the wisdom of Stoicism, we can reclaim our power, conquer our fears, and achieve extraordinary things. So let's get out there and make this week count. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. What Stoic principle has helped you overcome procrastination? Hit us up on social media or leave a review. Let's build a community of men who are committed to living their best lives, one mindful action at a time. Until next time, keep it Stoic.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.